It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, find out about the latest efforts to prevent suicides here in Wisconsin, including school programs and peer support groups. First, Larry Mueller joins us because it's the Wisconsin Public Radio year-end member drive. Set WPR up for success in 2024 with your gift during this year-end drive. Maybe you've already given this year, or you make ongoing monthly gifts. Today, make a special year-end gift for the service you count on all year long. Takes just a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Rob. You know what we are looking for? We are looking for 10 people to join us with a gift this hour. And it's a goal. These goals are set up to make sure that WPR has the money to pay for the news, the talk, and music you rely on.
Let's meet that goal. It happens one gift at a time, and we can start with yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Federal and state tax dollars, which of course do come from listeners like you, provide important funding for WPR. However, voluntary listener contributions are actually the biggest piece of support for WPR.
You make the difference. You make the quality, variety, and independence of programs on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Because WPR matters to you, make your personal contribution for the service that you value at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's T-shirt Tuesday. Today only you'll receive a mystery T-shirt when you give $12 a month or more. Support your favorite programs. Let us know what size you want, and we'll surprise you with a popular design from the past few years, I guess. Maybe you'll receive a replacement of the favorite WPR shirt that you've worn out, perhaps, or add a new one to your collection. It all starts with your gift of $12 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You might be a procrastinator. Well, our year-end member drive is for you. You've been thinking all year, hey, I love WPR. I listen every day. I value the programs. Hey, I should really donate, you know, one of these days.
Yeah, and you can still do it. It's your time right now. Step up and be counted as a WPR supporter in 2023 when you make your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We know you value your time. We value your time as well. So giving to Wisconsin Public Radio takes just a couple few minutes. Tell us your name, your contact info, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Very quick and easy to do, and your gift right now really helps. So take the next couple of minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Our goal is to get 10 gifts over the course of this hour. That goal is important. It's set to make sure we have the funding for great programs that keep you informed and inspired. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I made an extra gift to get that WPR T-shirt
you
today.
Did.
I did.
You've
today.
Never had a WPR T-shirt before, have
I
you,
have
Larry?
Everyone.
You've probably had thousands.
I
at
have
this
everyone
point.
That's ever been done, but a lot of them are wearing out.
Sure.
So I thought, why not?
I often. It's true. I can vouch for it. I often see Larry in a WPR T-shirt. It happens.
And you could have one too. Make a gift of $12 a month or more for the programs you value. Let us know what size you want, and you'll receive a mystery T-shirt. Join the fun at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and wear your shirt with pride, knowing you make the news and inspiration we all rely on possible.
If you are not a sustainer, you can become one right now. It's easy to set up. You'll make those ongoing monthly donations to provide reliable support for the programs you love. You can do it from your bank account or your credit card. Either way, you can set it up real quick at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Got a nice note from Stephanie in Marshfield who says, as a busy mom, WPR keeps me in the know.
Excellent. Glad we can be there with you, Stephanie. Thanks so much. How about you? Make your very important gift right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You will be very glad you did. Do it now.
And remember, grab that T-shirt from the mystery collection of historical WPR, last few years of history, WPR T-shirts. $12 a month or more to get that T-shirt. Support great radio here in Wisconsin.
And I want to bring out that I will be revealing the very first T-shirt logo of that occurred here at Wisconsin Public Radio all those years ago.
Wow.
I still have it.
You do? Do you have it in a case now?
No, it's sitting in a file cabinet. It's a little small for me.
A lot of people use dressers for those,
I was about
Larry.
21 at the time.
Wow.
Or 22 when that happened. So that's a long time ago.
I'd love to see that.
Well, we'll talk about that.
Psychedelic design.
Next time I come back, we'll talk about that.
Excellent. All right. Make your gift, WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and thank you. This is Central Time. Late last month, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention with the National Center for Health Statistics released a provisional report on the number of suicides in the U.S. in 2022. Sadly, the overall number, over 49,000, was up about 3% from the previous year. The report's authors say suicide has gone up pretty much every year since 2000. This latest number is the highest that's ever been recorded in the U.S. On the other hand, there was a decline in suicide rates for younger people. Our next guest joins us for a look at efforts her organization is a part of aimed at suicide prevention here in the state. You can join in at 800-642-1234 if you're willing to share your story. Have you or a family member or loved one sought help for risks of suicide? How do you talk about this topic with people in your life? Have you found a resource that's been helpful? If you work on the mental health care side of things, do you think there's enough of you out there to deal with people's needs in Wisconsin? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. And before we get started, a reminder that if you or someone you know may be considering suicide, you can contact the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. You dial 988, again 988, or you can use the crisis text line by texting HOME to 741-741. Erica Steib is the State Suicide Prevention Program Manager for Mental Health America of Wisconsin. She's also a coordinator for PRISM. That's a mental wellness and peer support line for LGBTQ plus youth in Wisconsin. Erica, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Before we start digging into what we heard from the CDC, can you tell us a little bit about Mental Health America of Wisconsin and the work you do there?
Absolutely. So Mental Health America of Wisconsin is an affiliate of the statewide organization Mental Health America. We are engaged in a wide range of work around mental health. We're based in Milwaukee, but our work is really statewide. And so I work as the Suicide Prevention Program Manager, and we are the designated state lead on advancing Wisconsin's state suicide prevention plan. So we put out updated data around suicide every 5 years, and we also put out recommendations for prevention. And then we are engaged in a variety of coalition building efforts around the state with people who work in behavioral health, healthcare, public education, research, a variety of settings. We work with a lot of different stakeholders to advance those prevention strategies to, you know, reduce the impact of suicide in our state. And so we do that. It's a public health approach through that work. And my organization, MHA, also provides direct support services as well.
Now, when we see numbers like we saw from the CDC, and obviously the numbers not going the right way, going up from year to year, obviously each of those numbers represents a particular person, a particular story. But mm-hmm. do you see overall social causes, social determinants, people call it in the public health world, that might increase our overall risk as a nation?
Yeah. So the public health approach to suicide means we need to address all the factors on every level of society, on the community level, interpersonal, organizational, policy level. We need to address all these factors to create a world that is more livable for people. And so I think when we look at, especially 2022, we need to look at it in the context of the moment that we're living in, right? So obviously, you know, the COVID pandemic has changed, but people are still dealing with the consequences of loss of loved ones, maybe physical impairments as a result of the pandemic. People are dealing with the loss of maybe jobs or businesses. And we're also living in this time of higher economic stress. So nowadays, average American households spend $11,000 to maintain the same standard of living that they had in January 2021. So We need to keep all of these things in context when we look at like the deaths by suicide in 2022. All of these things, anyone, any working person knows that the stress that you go through to put food on the table, to pay your rent, to get healthcare, all of that impacts your mental health as well. And so, so we need to remember the moment that we're living in. And when it comes to addressing suicide, we have to remember that this is an outcome and this is a social issue. And mental health definitely plays a role in that. But we need to look at, you know, the way that we address it and get beyond conceptualizing suicide prevention as just preventing individual deaths. And we need to start thinking about creating stronger communities and creating policies and conditions where people can actually thrive.
Now, there was one brighter spot in the data. Suicide rates for people in younger age groups dropped, what looks like pretty significantly to me. And I see that at Mental Health America of Wisconsin, you've been working with schools to reach out to those younger demographics. Can you talk about what kind of things you've done and what you've seen maybe working to help move the needle there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there definitely is an increased attention on youth and building skills for resiliency and coping earlier on in life. So that's happening on a national scale as well as here in Wisconsin. So we at MHA, one of the ways that we try to promote youth mental health in schools is through funding schools to implement what are called peer-to-peer programs in schools. So examples of these, just to name a few, are like Hope Squad, Sources of Strength, NAMI, Raise Your Voice. There are others too. Those are just some common ones. But what these programs do is they engage both students and adults working in the school on training so that they can build skills to recognize the signs of distress in other people, skills around like how to have hard conversations with others about thoughts of suicide or just big feelings in general. These programs also engage students in really taking up leadership in changing the culture around mental health in schools. And so it's a really great way to build youth as leaders in creating better environments in their own schools and having the support of adults too. So MHA, provides mini grants to schools to implement these programs and to support the ongoing implementation. And we also have done, we've done work like with students directly who do those programs to give them more training, give them more spaces to like learn from others who are mental health advocates too.
We're talking to Erica Steib, State Suicide Prevention Program Manager for Mental Health America of Wisconsin, looking at recent CDC data about suicide rates in the U.S. in 2022, as well as opportunities for support and efforts at prevention here in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with questions for our guest. Have you worked with or as part of a peer-led support group at any age? Have you led one of those support groups? Do you have thoughts on what we can do to talk in a better way about suicide and issues related to mental health? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about suicide prevention here in Wisconsin with Erica Steib, State Suicide Prevention Program Manager for Mental Health America of Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions for our guest. If you're willing to share a story, if you or a loved one have sought help, some kind of support, mental health care, peer support, tell us about it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Erica, when I talk to people who work in the mental health field, it seems like I hear more and more about peer support groups for a variety of mental health issues. You mentioned that as part of the school program. Are there things for grownups as well in the state that you're working on when it comes to bringing people together to talk about these issues?
Definitely, yeah. A couple things. So my organization, MHA, we offer alternatives to suicide support groups. So alternatives to suicide support groups are a space for people to talk about thoughts, feelings, attempts of suicide that they've gone through themselves. But what's really beautiful about these groups is that anyone who joins one will see that like many other topics besides suicide are covered in those groups. So we really encourage people to come, whether they're in an active crisis or not. Like, it's certainly not just for people to only talk about their feelings of suicide, because the reality is suicide is something, it's indicative of underlying factors. So these are spaces where people aren't forced to only talk about like their plans or their thoughts or their feelings, but like really the why behind their thinking about wanting to die. So our support groups happen online. We have two every month, the second and fourth Thursday, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And there's also a couple in-person groups that our partners run in Menominee, Wisconsin, and there are groups getting started in Madison, Wisconsin. And we hope to train more facilitators to have more in other areas too. But our online groups are open to anyone. And then the other resource I wanted to uplift is actually called the Uplift Wisconsin Warm Line. And that is also offered by my organization. It can be reached by 534-202-5438. This is a peer support warm line where folks can call in anytime they need an ear, anytime they need someone to talk to about something that's difficult, anytime that they're feeling like isolated, alienated, lonely. This is a space where topics of suicide are welcome. But again, people talk about all different kinds of things on this line, and you don't have to be in a crisis to utilize it and to get support. So I would encourage anyone to take advantage of these resources, because you know, it's important that people have a space to go to talk with others who are on their same level, who have also lived through suicide, have also lived through substance use, trauma, you know, whatever, and can talk about it openly. And that's a little bit different and provides a little bit more freedom than you can sometimes find in a therapeutic setting.
And Erica, I think historically there's been a sense that we shouldn't talk about suicide and suicidal thoughts, one, because of stigma, and two, I think for the fear that, hey, if we raise these issues, it's gonna advance the idea in someone's mind. Can you talk about the value of talking about it?
Yeah, I mean, that's an old myth that like talking about suicide, you know, makes someone think about it. That's not true. If anything, being able to talk about suicide and doing it openly and without fear of negative consequences, that's what creates safety for people. It's less safe to ignore the topic. And it is proven time and time again that being open, naming that feeling, naming that urge to want to die, and really being able to explore why, and also explore like what wellness really means to you, that's what creates space for people to move through those feelings, to process those feelings. And so, yeah, if anyone's ever concerned about someone else, you know, don't be afraid to say the word suicide. Don't be afraid to ask someone, are you thinking of dying? Are you thinking of suicide? And you can create a safe space for someone if you can allow them, the space to talk openly. And to be a trusted ear for them.
Erica, we'll leave it there. Thanks for sharing your work with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That's Erica Steib, State Suicide Prevention Program Manager for Mental Health America of Wisconsin. We talked to her about the CDC's latest report on suicide trends in the U.S. in 2022 and opportunities to participate in support groups, including alternatives to suicide. And again, if you or someone you know may be considering suicide, you can contact the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline by dialing 988 or the Crisis Text Line by texting HOME to 741-741. Now it's the Wisconsin Public Radio Year-End Member Drive. Larry Mueller is with me in the studio. WPR is listener-supported. You make WPR programs possible as we head into 2024. When you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. In this hour, we have a goal of 10 gifts. Your gift right now is super important because when you give, you support the essential public media service that you count on every day.
Thanks if you've already given, and if you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You know, Rob, I really enjoyed this last segment talking with Erica Steib about what MHA is actually doing itself, but what you or and I or anybody else can do to deal with this issue of suicide. I think it's one of the kinds of conversations you can count on from Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah, I think sometimes you see a statistic like those numbers from CDC, and it can be alarming, But we try to find the people who are working to solve these kinds of problems here in Wisconsin, people with really encouraging work that can really hopefully help turn things around. We love to do these kind of programs, and because WPR is listener supported, your donation makes these conversations happen. You can join in that effort with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
An ongoing monthly gift is a really reliable and convenient way to support WPR programs. In fact, more than 26,000 sustainers agree with that.
Join with them. We think you're going to like it. Set up your monthly donation to come from your bank account or credit card, and that gift will continue automatically every month. It's easy to start it up with a gift of $5 or $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount is right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Tax deductions for charitable giving can be an important part of your annual financial plan. 2023 winding down now, and time is running out for those final gifts of the year. So don't delay. Make your year-end tax-deductible gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Maybe giving a dollar a day is the right amount for your Wisconsin public radio listening. When you think about it, a dollar a day is a great value, less than a cup of coffee or a soda or a day of cell phone service.
Dollar a day comes out to $30 a month, of course, and you can set that up as a monthly transfer from your bank account or your charger and charge it to your credit card. You could do that as well. Make your gift right now in the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And ask for your mystery t-shirt when you give $12 a month or more. Let the world know you value and support WPR programs with a surprise t-shirt design from over the past few years. It's a special offer today, only T-Shirt Tuesday. So give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're a sustaining member, thank you so much for that. But maybe make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Support the programming that you count on. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, join Team Squirrel. We'll meet a UW-Eau Claire researcher studying the social behavior of squirrels and bringing some Wisconsin students into a big research project. First, Larry Mueller joins me for the year-end member drive, your chance to support the news and conversations that you count on every day on Wisconsin Public Radio, programs that keep you in touch, informed, and inspired. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is a big deal as we end this year and look forward to 2024.
And this hour, we have a goal of 10 gifts, Rob, and thank you if you've already given.
If you haven't, join in now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift makes the news, talk, and music you count on possible.
Chances are Wisconsin Public Radio has covered an issue close to you, whether it's could be gardening, it could be your health.
Do we ever talk about gardening on this network, Larry? Oh, from time to time.
Once in a while on a
Friday. Once in a while on Fridays.
On Fridays, we talk about gardening for sure. And be it gardening or literature or state issues or technology, you can count on WPR for shows that you'll find relevant, interesting, and enjoyable. And because WPR touches your life, make a gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Hey, maybe you've been listening to WPR without giving because you didn't know we were listener supported. Well, we are the largest source of funding. No kidding. The largest source for WPR programs comes from listeners.
Or maybe you wanted to listen for a while to see if you liked what you heard. You're still listening. So now's the perfect time to support the programming you rely on. Your gift, 10, 20 bucks a month, whatever amount you choose makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We have a lot of choices these days. Even something as simple as your morning coffee comes with a list of questions. Light or dark roast? Room for cream? Whole? 2%? Oat? Almond? Soy milk?
Large black coffee.
Do you mean a venti?
No, I mean a large.
Today, let WPR make a decision for you. It's T-Shirt Tuesday.
Don't you see, man? The T-Shirt is everything.
Today only. Ask for a mystery T-Shirt when you give $12 a month. Tell us the size and we'll pick the shirt for you. It's as easy as deciding where to get trustworthy news and smart entertainment. WPR, of course. Give now and ask for your mystery shirt. Here's how.
Make a gift. Get that shirt at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Make your donation this year-end member drive Central Time. Rob Ferret here with bonus guest Larry Mueller. WPR's essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support. Your gift of $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, makes a big difference for our entire community.
The news, of course, never stops, and you rely on the high-quality coverage you get on Wisconsin Public Radio to stay informed. That's why your gift during our drive is so important.
Support your source for news and analysis as we head into the new year. Make your year-end gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you've already made an annual contribution or you make ongoing monthly gifts as a sustainer, thank you so much for doing that. You are the backbone of WPR.
If you haven't given yet, join tens of thousands of dedicated WPR members when you donate at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Our goal is 10 gifts this hour, and the goal is important. It's set up to make sure we have the funding for the high-quality programs that keep you informed and inspired. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Today is your chance to add a WPR T-shirt to your collection. Make a gift of $12 a month or more for the programs you value. Let us know what size you want. You'll receive a mystery T-shirt from the WPR Shirt Archives. Now, Larry, you were telling me during the news, you have a T-shirt that people can't have. But that may be the first ever T-shirt designed for public radio in Wisconsin.
I think it is because back when I, in my youth, the engineers here, the engineers here at WHA and Wisconsin Public Radio thought we should have a T-shirt. And so they made one up. And they, I was the only on-air person who they asked to join in. And I forked over some money and they came up with an interesting design as a microphone, and the words were, light up your tubes to the golden glow of radio.
Because radios
WHA
had tubes at the time.
There were a lot. Yes, there are no tubes anymore.
Now, you can't have that T-shirt, but you can have one of our recent T-shirts when you give $12 a month or more. Get that. Ask for it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Gene in Ellison Bay says, I donate because I love to listen.
Thank you so much, Gene. Well, that states it really clearly. Do you love to listen? Are you a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio? Do you count on us? Well, if so, please understand that we count on you. We count on support from listeners just like you to keep everything on the air here. Give right now online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Give $12 a month or more. Ask for the T-shirt. Thank you so much for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Spend a few minutes outside just about anywhere in Wisconsin. You're bound to cross paths with a squirrel. We see them so often, we probably don't even think much about them. But they think a lot about us as threats and occasional providers of food. A team of researchers at UW-Eau Claire is tracking the social behavior of specific squirrel populations to learn how they interact with humans, animals, and each other to survive. Jennifer Smith is an assistant professor of biology at UW-Eau Claire. Her lab studies the behavioral ecology of social mammals, including a decade-long research project on California ground squirrels called Team Squirrel, including undergraduates at UW-Eau Claire. I talked to her earlier today. Now, you started this research on California ground squirrels before you came to UW-Eau Claire. I think a lot of us might look at squirrels and then look away from squirrels because we see them all the time. What got you interested in studying them more, studying squirrels more closely?
I'm very passionate about social behavior. And so the squirrels that are in California, we have tree squirrels as well. They're solitary. The squirrels that we study are social because they live in the ground and they have to battle rattlesnakes and coyotes that they encounter on the ground. So it's the social behavior of the ground squirrels that really got me and my team interested in studying them.
And that's a key. These ground squirrels are different than the squirrels we might see here in Wisconsin. The most social behavior seems to be chasing each other around a tree. Pretty different.
Absolutely. What you mainly see for social interactions would be competitive ones in Wisconsin. In California, these squirrels have evolved a number of different traits to stay alive, basically, in the face of predators that might wish to do them harm. And that's what we're really fascinated in, understanding how these animals cooperate and how humans may actually disrupt their ability to cooperate with each other.
How do you study squirrel cooperation?
Well, I take a team, Team Squirrel, out to California, and we've been actually doing this for over a decade. So we started the project in 2013, and we put out a trap, much like you might do if you're trying to trap a squirrel around here, a little peanut butter, sunflower seed. The squirrel goes right into the trap, and they do a couple of things. They defecate, and we collect hormone and genetic samples from the feces that they give to us. And then we put them in a handling bag. And while they're still awake, they're completely calm in that bag. And we give them a unique ear tag. And it's kind of like an earring. We also give them a unique identifier under the skin that would be like a pit tag that a dog might get at the vet. And that allows us to identify them across their entire lifetime. And then we let them go.
What kind of things have you learned from observing these now tagged ground squirrels about how they get along with each other and coordinate with each other?
Right. So in addition to giving them these other marks, we put a mark on their back. And this is a cattle die. And we paint all sorts of different symbols. The students get really excited designing these different symbols. And we can keep track of who is who in a social network. And one of the main findings that we found is that some squirrels are consistently social. Some are consistently asocial or solitary. Others are really, really bold with people, with predators, and just these individual differences are really probably the most striking aspect of the biology that we have noticed in our work.
And you've mentioned part of what you're looking for is how does the presence of humans and or dogs affect these squirrels and how they react? What kind of things are you looking at?
We're looking at both really apparent above the ground interactions. So if a squirrel is out doing its normal foraging, and in evolutionary biology, food coming in is really important. It's a quantity that's important for an individual's survival and their reproduction. And what we've noticed is when humans and their pets, like dogs that are allowed in this park, are around, it disrupts this foraging behavior that they require for survival. We've also taken from those fecal samples that they so easily give to us in the trap, we've noticed in their stress profiles that individuals that encounter humans and our dogs more often have higher stress levels than those that live in relatively pristine sites.
Talking to Jen Smith, biologist at UW-Eau Claire, talking about her work with Team Squirrel, researching social behavior among California ground squirrels with some students at UW-Eau Claire. I want to talk about the student part of this a little bit, Jen. What are UW-Eau Claire students doing to contribute to this research based in California?
UW-Eau Claire Blue Golds are basically doing all aspects of the research. So we are an undergraduate-only institution, and what that means is that these students, they go to California, they participate in live trapping of these animals, marking them, releasing them, and they do all of the observations. They collect the samples and bring them back to the lab, and so the fieldwork is mainly in the summer, and right now what we're doing in the academic year is lab research. We're extracting stress hormones. We are looking at microbiome, so in the gut, how healthy are these squirrels? and also examining their parasites. So one thing my team is doing this week is we're identifying the different types of fleas that these squirrels have, and that's another indicator of their health in these environments.
I want to talk a little bit about squirrel communication. Now, we might hear noises in the background and think they're birds. Oftentimes, they may be squirrels. Maybe with an alarm call. What kind of things do squirrels communicate with each other vocally?
They are incredibly sensitive to predators in their environment, the squirrels are, and they respond by making these alarm calls. One of the things the students are doing is they are quantifying the different vocalizations that each individual squirrel makes, and we're finding that some squirrels have uniquely sounding calls compared to others, and those are consistent over time. The other thing that the students are doing with these alarm calls is they're actually tracking with these automated acoustic monitors. We put them out 24 hours a day, year round, and it records every time a squirrel alarm calls. And we're finding that they're doing these alarm calls more during the day, and they're doing it mostly at the times of day when they're overlapping with coyotes in the environment.
We know that humans have nonverbal communication as well. How about the ground squirrels you study? Can we observe them communicating without sound?
Oh, gosh, yes. So I will say that their sound is very complicated in that they have referential alarm calls. So they can actually say with one sound, that's a hawk, that's an eagle, versus that's a coyote or something on the ground. So their vocal communication is complex, but they also do a number of things with their body, particularly with rattlesnakes, one of their main predators. They will heat up their tail and they will flag it. So we call it tail flagging. They'll wave that back and forth, left and right, to confuse a snake about the physical location of a ground squirrel. Now, the adults are able to deal with the venom from a rattlesnake. They're completely able to cope with that unless they're very stressed, but the young animals are not. And so this response of having this visual display to deter rattlesnake predators is really important. And it also allows an individual squirrel to signal to other squirrels that there might be a predator around, and even to us. So these tail flags that the squirrels do keep myself and our students very, very safe because they tell us exactly where these predators are in the environment.
Yeah, this all makes me curious. How, evolutionarily speaking, how closely related are California ground squirrels to the tree squirrels we see here in Wisconsin?
That's a fascinating question. When my lab first started looking at the genetics of these squirrels, we were looking at tree squirrels and other things we might think of as typical squirrels. And in fact, they're more related to a marmot, which we also have in Wisconsin, and their marmots go underground, they make these burrows, and they're very related in an evolutionary sense to the ground squirrels out in California. They're all in the tribe Marmotidae.
What are the next steps for your research coming out of Team Squirrel?
The next steps are we're building a puzzle box, if you can believe it. Squirrels are quite good at solving problems. Anyone that has tried to outsmart a bird in your backyard or, you know, getting access to a bird feeder, et cetera, might know this. We're building a puzzle box in California and tapping into the social network or social behavior in these cooperative animals to see if one squirrel solves a box to gain access to, say, peanuts, one of their favorite treats. Do other squirrels observe that behavior and then socially learn from each other? And is that behavior more likely to be stably transmitted in a pristine environment compared to one that often gets disrupted by human presence and those off-leash dogs that we talked about earlier?
Jen, we'll leave it there. Thanks for sharing this research with us.
Great. Thank you so much for having me. And I will be excited to share new updates as we take the next generation of students out this coming summer.
Jennifer Smith is an assistant professor of biology at UW-Eau Claire. She was with us today to share her lab's research into the social and behavioral ecology of California ground squirrels for a project called Team Squirrel, which includes UW-Eau Claire undergrads in that research work. Now it's the year-end member drive here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller is with me. Your financial support is the foundation for all the great conversations you enjoy here every day. Make your tax-deductible year-end gift right now for 2023 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when 10 people join in, we'll meet our goal. These hourly goals are set up to make sure we have the funding for the programs you value. So make your donation now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
In that last conversation, we dug into the world of squirrels with a Wisconsin researcher who's also bringing junior researchers on college students to help participate in this research. This is something we love to do, look at the work that's going on, the science that's going on here in Wisconsin, and share it with the public. Fascinating research in many cases. It's an example of the kind of conversation you can count on Wisconsin Public Radio.
And WPR is listener supported, just to remind you, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 makes the many topics you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
It's T-Shirt Tuesday. The WPR T-Shirt has become a tradition during member drives, a new design offered pretty much every year these days. Well, today is your chance to get your hands on some of our previous styles. Give a size and then ask for your mystery T-shirt when you give $12 a month or more right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
What are the qualities of a good friend?
Someone who takes an interest in you, asks you questions, good listener, reliable, supportive.
A good friend is going to keep you company when you really need it, introduce you to new ideas, new music, recommend books to read.
Trustworthiness, always being available when needed, reliability.
Just like you can count on a dear friend, you can count on Wisconsin Public Radio for trustworthy news, engaging stories, and high-quality entertainment. And like any good friendship, WPR relies on you in return. Your financial support makes the essential service you trust and value possible. Your gift now really makes a difference. Here's how to give.
Make that gift at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. It's the year-end member drive on Central Time. Rob Ferret here with Larry Mueller. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for WPR, and that's why your gift of $10 a month or $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, really does make a difference.
The world is constantly changing, and it really is hard to keep up. And as a listener, you rely on WPR for daily news and information.
WPR members make that access possible. Today, invest in the programs that you rely on. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month keeps the news and conversations relevant and on the air for everybody to enjoy. Your gift makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, everyone should make the gift that works for them. And for you, that might be a gift of $100 or $200 a month.
Maybe that's what you pay for cable or maybe your family phone plan. Listening to WPR is something you do every day. Put a value on it, like the other things that are important to you, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This hour, we have a goal of 10 gifts. Thank you if you've already given. If you haven't, join in right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You make WPR possible when you give.
Ask for your mystery T-shirt when you give $12 a month or more. Let the world know you value and support Wisconsin Public Radio programs with a surprise T-shirt design from over the last few years. It's a special offer today only, T-Shirt Tuesday, so give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're a sustaining member, thank you so much for that. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Gary in Verona says, sometimes this world sets my hair on fire. WPR puts out the fire. Thank you. I'm hoping Gary's being real, like metaphorical, like Larry. But I think I get the gist. Gary, thank you so much. You know, we hope that we can offer calm looks at the world, which is sometimes kind of wacky and zany in different ways. Thank you so much, Gary, for the kind words and for your support. You could join Gary with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We should have a t-shirt with somebody running with their hair on fire.
I don't know. I don't think I want that t-shirt, Larry. But hey, more power to you. You can get together with the engineers and form a t-shirt cartel like you did in the old days.
Well, here you go. Your chance right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. And thank you.
We can't do it without you. Your gift really does make a big difference. And, you know, you get t-shirt attrition over the years, right? Mine, they wear out after a while or get stained, you know, mustard. It's usually mustard. And sometimes you need that new one. You can grab a WPR t-shirt of your choice with a gift of $12 a month or more right now at WPR.org. Takes just a few minutes to make that gift, or you can call 888-202-2552 to grab that t-shirt. It's the last member drive of the year, the year-end drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Your last chance. Don't put it off anymore to give in 2023 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Larry, you and I and all of us here, we really appreciate how much people give and have given over the years.
It's always, it feels like a miracle sometimes, the generosity of our listeners. If you haven't given yet, boy, this is the time to do it. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
Can't do what we do without you and your support. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and thank you.